Scripture reading, Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 13. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Devotional. Jesus' presence had a healing and transformative impact on people, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. As we become more like him, more rooted and established in his love, our presence can impact people as well. Martin Buber, 1878-1965, a German-Jewish philosopher and author, explores this profound principle in his classic book, I and Thou. The book was first published in 1923, just 5 years after the end of World War I. Before the war began, Buber considered the religious to be mystical experiences that lifted him out of the earthly, ordinary experiences of everyday life. He was more concerned with the eternal than with the temporal, more focused on ecstasy than daily existence, more interested in what lies beyond the world than the world itself. That all changed one day in 1914, the year that World War I broke out in Europe, when a young man came to visit Buber. What happened was no more than that one forenoon, after a morning of religious enthusiasm, I had a visit from an unknown young man without being there in spirit. I certainly did not fail to let the meeting be friendly. I conversed attentively and openly with him, only I omitted to guess the questions which he did not put. Later, not long after, I learned from one of his friends, he himself was no longer alive. The essential content of these questions, I learned that he had come to me not casually, but born by destiny, not for a chat, but for a decision. He had come to me. He had come in this hour. The young man had committed suicide. The guilt Buber felt was not that he had somehow failed to remove the young man's despair, but that he was not fully present to him. He was so preoccupied by his religious experience earlier that morning that he failed to bring the full resources of his attention to their conversation. He did not turn to the young man with his whole being to actually feel with him. Instead of genuinely listening, he brought leftovers, a courteous but partial engagement. For Buber, the experience felt like a judgment on his whole way of life. He realized that it is possible to have profound spiritual experiences and a faith that can move mountains, but that such faith is worth nothing without a deeply present love for people. Question to consider. What would you say is your greatest obstacle or challenge to being fully present and engaged with others? Prayer. Father, I am so easily distracted and preoccupied when I am with people, but I long to be the kind of person who genuinely listens and is fully present. I ask that you would change me so that I can be a transformative presence for others. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.